This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Monday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson. Bruce is out today. Still Clark and the Coach, though. Coach Danny Alamon sits in Eaton Red's assistant coach in 12 different sports. Daniel, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing good, man. You know, I was out at the new school this morning, and it's they're making progress out there. The weight room looks awesome.
I love that.
The field looks amazing. So we were out there this morning working out, so it's good to start football.
Now, I hear they're still on time. That's what they say, at least. On time, they've already pushed it back, of course.
I think they're probably going to be working through December, I would think, working on the odds and ends. But the Ox Gym is done, the big gym, the bleachers are going in, so a lot of progress going on.
I can't wait to come out and see that. And I had Steve Longwell on the program last week, and I said,
good
what
interview.
About a media... run through, and he goes, you just come out anytime. And he goes, I'll walk you through it. So maybe you'll do the same for
yeah,
us, too.
Definitely. And it smells new when you walk in. The field is beautiful. So we're excited about that.
Have you been in the basketball gym?
I was able to see the gym because the weight room actually overlooks the gym.
Okay.
So if you step out in the hallway, you can see the gym. They're actually putting bleachers and finishing the gym right now. So
Steve said that they are bringing some of the stuff from the old gym.
Yeah, so we got a lot of
pennants. Are the wood-backed seats coming?
No.
Is that right?
I don't think so.
Oh,
no.
Man, I thought that's what it would be.
And to be honest with you, I don't know, only because they were working on one side this morning of
sure.
the bleachers. I don't know what's going on the other end, so
sure.
I don't know. But the pennants are up, which is good.
Fantastic. What about the football stadium? How's that coming along?
It's coming.
Where are they at?
I think they still have some work to do around the track, some landscaping around the track. But the stands, they were working on the visitor stands this morning. But the field looks amazing. We're excited to be on it.
Well, I can't cannot wait for that, too, coming up. So that's the question. You know, there's games coming up, too, and for the first football game, will the field be ready to go?
Oh, yeah.
It will?
Yep.
Okay.
I think the field is ready right now, other than this. What
press box and everything
press
ready
box
to go?
Up. Everything's
did
up.
Did you
yeah.
walk through the press box?
No, not yet. Okay. No, it is up.
Of course, that's where I go.
Yeah, of
so
course.
That's where I'm interested.
You know, and it's red. I don't know if you've driven
is
past
that right?
it.
No, I haven't seen it at all yet.
It is, like I said, man, when I stepped on the field this morning, it was just like, wow, this is amazing. This is what we've been waiting for.
That is good stuff. All right, Advanced Roofing Technologies, Brad Evans, his great staff. They're a headline sponsor, folks. They're going to knock it out at your house just like they did. Bruce is out till Wednesday, but he'll get back Wednesday and keep talking about Brad Evans and what they did at his house. Came out first time, thought he needed something done, and they said, no, you're good. Just take our number, and as I always say, stick it up on the fridge, and when you need something, we're here for you. Boom. That happened. Bruce took care of it, took him to the house, took care of business, and now we can stand. We've seen him. We know exactly what these guys do on time, on budget. It is Advanced Roofing Technologies for all of your roofing needs. Give them a call today, 970-663-0203. It is Advanced Roofing Technologies. 13 days, 13 teams tomorrow.
Yes.
Dan, it'll be Eaton Red's day.
Yes, we're excited about that. They were talking about it this morning. Coach Duncan asked me, when's Clark supposed to come out? And I said, I think he comes out on Tuesday, so we're all excited to have you.
So I wonder, and hopefully we get, have you seen all the guys out there? I mean, practice, have you? So what did you guys have this week?
So this morning we had Coach Stewart had testing, so all the guys that are in his lifting program, we tested their 40s, pro shuttle, vertical, and so that's what they did today. But he's been going all summer. I mean, he's got kids that from track to volleyball and baseball and that come to his program all summer long.
Sure.
So today was just one of those things where he needed help testing. We had a lot of guys on the football team out there testing, and so today at 4 o'clock though we start.
And I've just wondered, I think baseball has halted for everybody now.
I think so,
everybody's
yeah.
done.
I think so.
Has there been a Walker Martin sighting out there yet?
I have not seen Walker in a couple of weeks. I know he's been traveling.
My guess is he gets there today. So
I would assume Walker will be there today at 4 o'clock. Tate Smith will be there. We have
all these guys that you know for the summer jump out
Gunner,
and play baseball.
Gunner. I mean, you talk Gunner Duncan. I mean, he's one of those athletes where I see him going D1 and getting a lot of visits, especially this time of year. They're going to want to bring him on.
Have you seen Dirk lately or not?
Dirk left.
He did.
Dirk
he went to college.
I believe. Yeah,
yep.
he's on his way. So, yeah. Yeah, we're excited.
Goodbye,
man.
Mom and Dad. Hello, college. That's right.
Hello, adult life. You're adulting now.
Dirk's such a good kid. Dirk Duncan, we're talking about. Man, I mean, what a great career at Eton, and now off to the next level to play.
It's fun, and it's fun to watch. Like, that's what I absolutely love about coaching. It's absolutely fun just to watch his freshman year and then the way he developed in his freshman year. He's so smart. I mean, Dad's a former athlete.
Of course.
And so he just, his knowledge of the game, not only in football but in baseball, it was just fun to see that grow.
Sure.
He came out to our 7-on-7 we had with Northridge, and I'm running JV, and he's coming and he's telling me, hey, coach, they're running cover 2. Maybe you should run this play. You know, so he's kind of, and he sees it already, and that's what I absolutely, so I have no doubt in my mind that Dirk is going to make some big waves in his life.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Well, on and off the field, it doesn't matter.
That's right.
Just
when
your character's that big, you're that good of a person,
right.
Life's going to go good for you.
It's going to be good, yes. I'm excited.
No doubt about it. 13 days, 13 teams. Today is Resurrection Christian Cougars Day. Just got off the phone with Bob Mock this morning. They're going to be out on their field that they actually play on, so that'll be easy to find today. We're going to get one of his assistant coaches, and then probably 4 players. But, boy, that's a team that's they're losing a lot of greats. Eddie Lemos.
That's a lot of your offense,
right?
That's a lot of offense. That was probably 80% of his offense. And here's the thing. You know, it's going to be fun to see them. They moved up. And so it's going to fun to see the competition is going to be a lot better at that level, and it's going to fun to see what they can do.
Yeah, they jump into a conference, and this is the one I'm most interested in. Roosevelt and Northridge, they know each other. Thompson Valley and Mountain View are in there. And then you get the 2 teams that jumped up, Severance and Resurrection Christian.
Yeah.
What is that going to look like, them playing at a little tougher level? Because we already know Roosevelt's going to be good. They're good every year.
Right.
Northridge is going to be really good.
Northridge is going to take that. They're going to level up this
everybody
year, I think.
Back.
Yeah, I think they
after
were,
a 7-win season.
Yeah, they made that step last year, and I think it's going to continue, and they're hungry. And it's going to be fun to see these new teams go in that division to see what they can do.
Yeah, there's no doubt.
I wish we had Rez on our schedule. We don't. We have Severance. We get to play Severance. We are scrimmaging Roosevelt, so then we can.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we are.
When do you guys do that?
I want to say it's the 19th, 18th or 19th
That's,
of this
the 18th
month.
Is a the 19th is a Friday. That's the night we're going out. God, now I can't. Is it Northridge? I can't. Severance that night is doing a scrimmage against another high school team, and I forget who they said it was, but yeah, we're going to go out and cover them for that.
Yeah, I'm excited to see Roosevelt. Excuse me. We all, you know, Coach Lemon asked us, "Hey, who do you guys want to scrimmage?" And all of us from last year, we wanted Roosevelt. We want to match up against Roosevelt to kind of see.
That's
what
a great way to look, because I mean they're up above you guys. You know,
definitely not any disrespect to them. We just kind of want to see where we are.
I would shoot that all the time. Yeah. If I could scrimmage against and play up against other conferences, I would do that.
Yeah, and we're excited about that. So
what's the worst that can happen? You get beat up a little bit,
and
you learn.
We know what we can work on, and then we get better. Yeah,
yeah. I think you do that, and I love coaches that do that, especially. Well, scrimmaging, moving up to the season, and then in the non-conference season, don't be afraid to get beat up a little bit because you learn.
Right. And last year, we went up to Rocky Mountain, played their JV squad. That's a 5A team, right?
Right.
So we went in with 17 guys on a Saturday afternoon with the JV squad, and they have 60 guys on their field, and here we go, 17 guys. And we laid the hammer on them. Well, we wouldn't have known we could do that unless we took on that match. And so any team out there that Longwell can line us up, we'll take it.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Especially fun at that lower level.
Thank you to another one of our great sponsors. That is AAMCO Fort Collins, AAMCO of Loveland, taking care of my car, taking care of my kids' cars. They just keep us running down the road. I have a 21-year-old bug, and somehow.
It's beautiful.
Somehow it keeps rolling down the road. It's
beautiful.
Almost as old as I am. But no, it's they just keep it rolling. It's AAMCO Fort Collins. That's 40 years out there. Don Scott makes the perfect. You know what I love in business, too? And Daniel, with your business, Hook and Bait and Tackle, we'll talk about that next segment. But you make the model.
Yeah.
You make it great. And then if you can take that model and double it somewhere else, just the way you've done it, boom, you're knocking it out. That's what AAMCO Fort Collins did. Now they're in Loveland, right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower. Take that same great service and that great expertise and move it to Loveland, so now you're taking care of it both places. Call ahead. They're always busy because they're doing it the right way. In Fort Collins, Lance is your guy, 226-4477. In Loveland, for all of your car care needs, Dave Martin's your guy, 667-3006. It's It's AMCO of Fort Collins and AMCO of Loveland. I found something for the first time ever in cell phones today that I wasn't aware could happen. Went to charge my phone because it was blanked out. And I plug it in, and it starts doing its thing. And about 2 minutes later, it says, cannot charge because water is detected.
So did you get the water out of it?
Well, it says unplug it and let the water dry. And I didn't drop it or anything. It didn't go in any water.
Sweat.
So, well, I don't know what it's from. But, and it sat out, wouldn't go for a while. And so I blew out the end of the connection and things like that and set it down and plugged it in. And sure enough, about an hour later, it must have just needed to dry inside.
Is it an iPhone?
It is an iPhone.
Okay, so the watches have a button in there where if you get water, because you sweat, you know,
sure,
when you work
sure.
out, you can press that and you can actually watch the water coming
really?
Out of your phone.
Is yeah. that right?
I didn't know that until 2 weeks ago. My daughter
That's
taught
fantastic.
Me that. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. So,
right on. No,
yeah.
I'm usually good for dropping it in the toilet or,
yeah,
you know, going swimming
yeah.
with it or whatever.
Yeah.
But this didn't happen.
Yeah.
And I was kind of weirded out today because my phone said, oh, it detects water. And I'm like, it's sweating. So we'll see. Micah's throwing his phone at me right now. Michael,
hey, Clark.
Michael Kirkpatrick, what do you say?
So my newish phone, OtterBox makes this really cool feature that blocks the the port.
Oh, and that's what I've had an issue with, is that port getting dirty and now mm-hmm. wet apparently. But
well, that's part of the reason why my old phone broke.
So you've got a little
threw it.
You've got a little cork at the bottom of that or something a cover that just goes over that little spot, right?
Yeah, my old phone wasn't charging, so I got really angry with it.
Now,
and then it broke somehow.
Yeah, and now you're going to scold me because I have an OtterBox cover too for my phone. But maybe 3 months ago now, I had to take it out because it got some water inside
the
cover.
Case. Yeah,
and so I had to get out and I took the phone out of its. And this is how lazy I am. It's been 3 months that I had to go, and I'm like, oh, God, you got to put this whole thing back together, this OtterBox. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. And that's how long it's been that I've been sitting here. Just
phones are
with
amazing.
My
technology is amazing. I'm telling you. I mean, like, I had no clue it did that, and I literally saw the water coming out of the watch.
Yeah,
like, that is awesome.
How old are you?
I'm 50.
God, you are a young 50, man.
Really?
You look no older 50. Than 40.
I appreciate 39, that.
38.
After last night,
I know.
I'm like.
But so you've seen it all. You remember the days where you had to get to a payphone.
Oh, yeah.
Or
we had a 10-foot long cord at
isn't
home.
It, when you think about it, and now I sit here with my phone, and if the information is not coming up in 10 seconds, I'm like, oh, come on.
It's called
this is terrible.
The Burger King way. You've got to have it now.
Got to have
your
it now.
Way, have
yeah.
it now. Yeah, that's the Burger King way.
And then I'll sit back and think to myself, oh, remember the days we had to search for a payphone?
Yeah.
We had to get out.
Yeah.
I'll call you, but I can't call you in the car.
Yeah, I got to stop at a payphone.
It's my other contention that the most dangerous thing on the road is a phone.
Right.
So many accidents due to texters, man.
Right.
And you've got kids. I've got kids. I'm just trying to tell them, and you know them.
Yeah.
They're, you know, don't drink and drive. Don't, don't text and drive. Don't. And you know that there's still once
they're
in a while
going
they're
to
gonna
it.
They're gonna
They'll
cross
it, yeah.
over that line a little bit, but that's what scares me
yeah.
right now. And I see it all the time. I see people with their head
me,
down
my daughter,
driving, and I'm like, you cannot do both of those at the same time.
My daughter totaled her car because her phone
right.
fell on the ground and she went
She's
to reach
reaching for it.
For it.
Yeah.
And slammed right into a hydrant.
How about that?
Yeah, thank God she was fine, but she totaled her car
yeah.
because of it. Yeah.
That'll learn, and I as always say to folks, man, when you're driving, just try
scary.
To
scary.
Try to just keep your mind on the road.
I thought that night I was the Indy 500 because I was going 60, 70 miles an hour in 35 mile an hour zone just to get to her.
Just to try to get
there.
Yeah,
it was pretty scary.
Yeah. Yeah. No doubt. I'm laughing, thinking about days that I drove like an idiot through the I dropped my wallet out of the car once in Fort Collins. And I knew that was when I couldn't find it at the next store I went to.
I knew
that's where it had to be in that parking lot. And I went back there. There's $600 cash in my wallet. And I'm going like a bat out of hell back to get there. And I got pulled over for driving recklessly back to get it. And I'm like, dude, I got all my money's in that wallet. I got to get back to that parking lot. And he did not ticket me.
He didn't.
Should
okay.
have. Did not
did
ticket me.
Did you get your
me.
Wallet back?
Yeah, I got
it
my
was
wallet
there.
back.
It was still
there. Second
Man,
time.
That's
second
favor,
time.
Brother.
Things go. I'm
That's
graced
favorite,
there.
Yes.
The other one is kind of a funny story. I went to the track. I was a horse player.
Yeah.
Went to the track. Had a great day. Won $750 at the track. I come back and I go in to grab my daughter, in her car seat, and I put my wallet up on top of the car, stick her in, then I drive off with the wallet still on top of the car. Can you believe that a pizza delivery guy found my wallet in the middle of Drake Avenue in Fort Collins?
Brought it to you?
Brought it all the way back to my house with all of the money in
it.
Did
you give him some?
$100.
Nice. Man, that's great.
I figured that's fair, right?
Dude, that is a great.
So,
yes.
Yeah,
blessing.
I figured he's giving me $750 back, but I counted pretty much gone. Here's $100, boy.
Yeah, man.
Thank
that's
you.
Great.
And just the fact that you've got honest people.
The kindness of people.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, I mean, you usually don't find that too much.
How many people out of 100 would take the money, ditch the wallet?
Yeah.
Over 90 out of 100, I'll bet.
Yeah.
I hate to say that.
No, you're right.
That's cynical.
You're totally
Maybe
right,
it's closer to 60, okay?
You're right.
But still, there's
I would do whatever I could to try to find who this
Me too.
Wallet belongs
it's,
to.
It's, and I've done
address,
that before.
I'm going to go take it to their house.
I learned that in Palm Springs with my family. We were vacationing there, and I was 8 years old, and I found a money clip at a hotel on the runway of the upstairs part of the hotel, and it had $46 in it. But it was the point was I brought it down to the and they came back and the people gave me
it.
People gave me $20 out of the
and
46
I don't want to be a one upper here real quick though.
Sure, one up me. One up.
When I was young, we were in California. We stopped at a McDonald's.
Sure.
And my dad took my little brother to the bathroom, and the toilet wouldn't flush, and so he lifted up the toilet. On the back end of the toilet, and there was money stuff.
No way.
Somebody robbed the bank.
That sounds like a movie.
Came in, stuffed the money in there.
Oh,
my dad,
man.
Instead of taking the money, went to the manager and goes, look, dude, what's up?
Yeah.
And the cops came. And,
oh, yeah.
And that my dad could have definitely taken that money and get in the car. Let's go, you know. But he was like, no, this is not mine. Something's going on.
Sounds like dirty money.
Yeah,
wow.
Crazy.
What are the chances of taking the lid off of a toilet and there's
and,
money?
And why would you do that, Dad? It doesn't work. Go to another toilet. But no, not my dad. He had to try to fix it,
so that's great.
Right.
Very cool stuff. All right, we'll come back in a moment, continue with Daniel Allman. Talk about, he's got a new show here on KFK, Hook 'em, Bait 'em, Tackle Power Hour, Saturdays at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about that. Talk about his shop, his mobile shop, the only mobile shop in northern Colorado, folks. And right now, lately, been out at Boyd Lake. We'll see what that looks like coming up the rest of the summer. Talk to Daniel when we come back. Don't forget, bottom of the hour, Logan Mosier, University of Mary baseball player, ex-stud at Eaton High School. Logan's going to jump on the second half of the show. He went up to Canada to play here in the summer. So we'll see if he's had some back bacon and he's ready to go. Is he a Canadian by now?
Let's see how
is he a hockey player by now? That's right. That's right. We'll continue. Clark and the Coach here, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies, right here in Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. All right, welcome back, Clark and the Coach. It's a Monday here, Resurrection Christian Day on 13 days, 13 teams. We'll be out at their game field tonight at 5 o'clock. Talk to Bob Mock, another one of his coaches. Get a bunch of players on. We'll find out. No Eddie Lemos, no Cade Dunlap, no Justin Hawthorne. There's three really good seniors for Res. But, Daniel, that's sports
fun.
Are in high
that
school.
That is what's fun about it in high school.
You got to say goodbye at some
gotta
point.
You got to say bye. Yep. You got to let them get out of the nest and spread their wings. But it's going to be fun to see what that team can do.
Talk about spreading a wing. Saturdays, 8 a.m. This is a show that's long overdue in our area, I think, for fishermen out there. Hook 'em, Bait 'em, Tackle, your new company. Hook 'em, Bait 'em, Tackle, Power Hour. 8 o'clock Saturdays for an hour. Tell us, first of all, one show, well, really, two shows in the book so far. But it's an evolving show, isn't it?
It
when
is.
You create a new show... You know, the first couple of times you're like, okay, you're feeling out
Where
the process. Where do you go? How does it get to you?
Yeah.
I remember the days.
You mentioned that spreading your wings, and I started here, you know, on your show and coming on as a guest, and then, you know, you approached me about doing my own show, and it is a niche I think that needs to be here in Northern Colorado.
Absolutely.
And talking to some of the guys that I would love to come on and bring on as sponsors, you know, they're telling me that's a great idea. We need something like that in Northern Northern Colorado. So the first two shows were kind of, you know, the first one was kind of like, what do I do? You know, and I think my first segment was kind of like, I talked and then I didn't know what else to say. Thank God for our great producer. And
Mike is in there going, cut, get out. Yeah, I get all that stuff. That's good. Talk about your shop right now, the mobile shop. It's the only mobile shop around.
Yeah, so we've primarily been at Boyd Reservoir, Boyd Lake State Park, and right now the water's really low, so fishing's kind of slow from shore. So I'm looking at kind of moving to different locations. One of them would be Pooter Ponds here in Greeley. And if I can get on there, they just opened it up after their remodel refill, and they're going to stock it this fall. But I look at going there and maybe down to Barbara Ponds down on so we're just looking to expand, just like the radio show, looking to expand. We brought on a few sponsors for the radio show. So Dr. Kennedy, he's a great sponsor.
Absolutely.
Grandview Family Chiropractic is another one. Sick Lids. So they're kind of teaming up with me to kind of grow the brand. And that's what I'm looking to do. Grow the brand, grow the shop. And there's a, like I said, there's a service in Northern Colorado for bait. I want to be out there where the action is. I don't want to have a brick and mortar where you come to me. I want to go out to you. I want to be out there on the front line with you guys, the fishermen. And so that was my idea. But like I said, like you said, it's ever evolving. You know what I mean? So we're just trying to grow that brand. I am fortunate enough, this weekend I was invited to the Centennial Bass Tournament that they're having. It's the biggest in Colorado.
Really? Where is that?
And that's going to be out at Horsetooth. It's called the Moonlight Madness. So they go from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m.
Oh, you've got to love that.
Oh, yeah. So they actually have big concession set up over at Front Range Community College. And so that's where my trailer will be. But I'll have all my equipment out there. All the extreme bait tackle bait tanks that I got in to my shop will be out there, so you can come and check them out. But I was fortunate. Friday, we're going to go stuff bags for the fishermen. So getting involved like that, and I was excited that they invited me, and I'm looking forward to it. So come on out. Horsetooth Reservoir, Saturday night, 7 o'clock.
Fantastic. Bruce is out tomorrow. You're going to sit in with me tomorrow.
Yeah. Yep.
We'll talk some more. Tomorrow is Eatin' Red's Day, so you're a perfect guy to have on. We'll talk about.
You're excited to come out and see the stadium?
I am. I mean, so where are we practicing tomorrow? Zach said, I don't know, Clark, if we're going to be on the moon or where we're going to be. So
there, we have two practice fields that are grass.
Okay, the same ones that we've used in the past?
No. We're at the new high school.
Oh, you are? Okay.
We are at the new high school.
So I go there tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, we go there tomorrow.
Cool.
So we'll either be on the practice field or we'll be out on the main field. And it kind of depends on who we're playing.
Sure.
So if we play somebody that's on turf, we're going to practice on turf.
Look at you guys. So, two fields. Get ready for the – that's a great idea.
Yeah. So we're ready, man.
My guess is there's not many high schools that have the opportunity to take that choice.
Right.
You know, turf field or grass field. Yeah.
Right. So depending on who we're playing, we'll practice on grass 1 week or turf the next week. And that's the idea, but that could evolve.
Of course.
And that was just kind of what we talked about, kind of our idea. So Coach Lemon's awesome about asking each one of us coaches, what do you think? What do you think? And then just kind of making a decision from there. So
what's the and we'll talk about this tomorrow. Who's on the staff with you?
So
is Dustin back on?
Yeah, Coach Duncan's back on. Dean Grable, Cameron Stewart, Coach Lemon, of course. My son Ethan Alamon, Coach Alamon,
nice.
Coach True, myself, and then Coach Mike Ackleman. He actually came from Highland.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. He works with me with the young cats, with the JV and the freshmen, and his football knowledge is off the charts.
Will you coach the JV again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll do both.
That's fun.
Yeah. It's
how much fun to see the guys move from that team to.
And that's what I mean, is that's where we develop our program right there. Not only there, but I work at the middle school. So those eighth graders, I have an football enrichment class that I do with those eighth graders. So now we're starting to teach the, the fundamentals and football and family and building that foundation there. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you to PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. That's Ryan Wozlowski. The Woz, 9 years out here. Assistant track coach at Eaton, but he's doing it at PWI. You want to move your student athlete to the next level? You just an old goober like me and you want to get fit? They'll help you out from 2 to 92. Doesn't matter how old you are. PWI, your own customized, individualized, personalized fitness performance center located right here in the heart of Greeley. Services, trainer bios, testimonials, go to PWITraining.com. You're holding your hand up.
Well, I saw Waz this morning. Man.
Did
he's,
you really?
He's out there working with the volleyball girls.
Boom.
Look at that. You want to talk. He told me, Dan, if you stop drinking pop, I guarantee you lose 25 pounds.
Right away.
Well, guess what, Waz? I'm going to stop drinking pop because you said, brother. I mean, he's good.
He could tell me to stop drinking the B-E-E-R, and that would be 30 pounds right there for me. All right, so we'll come back in a moment. Daniel, thank you for jumping
on.
Tomorrow, you and I will open the show. We'll talk Reds football tomorrow. We've got Resurrection Christian football today, 13 days, 13 teams, 5 o'clock from their practice field tonight. Should be actually from their game field tonight. So that should be a ton of fun coming up, no doubt. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Logan Mosier, he is a baseball player out at the University of Mary in Bismarck, North Dakota. But guess where he was all summer? He was up in Canada playing some baseball up there. We'll talk to Logan, ex-stud from Eaton High School. Everybody knows him. We'll come back, talk to Mr. Mosier right here on Clark and the Coach, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back, Owl Communications Studios. Clark and the Coach. Bruce is out today. Daniel Allman sat in for him for a little bit. Daniel will be with us tomorrow again. Bruce will join us Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. He is out making dreams come true for young basketballers. You get the fourth winningest coach in the history of the state to teach you the game. That's a pretty cool thing. So Bruce out today and tomorrow. He'll be back, as we said, on Wednesday. Right now, a live and in-person player profile brought to you by West Point Carpet One, where they believe purposeful design is to make ordinary extraordinary. Logan Mosier sits in with us, man. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Fantastic. You want to go back to high school at Eaton, or are you done there?
I mean, we could.
Still got a bunch of friends there and everything. Yeah. So anybody on that team that you still kind of talk to a bunch, or is it more guys like Zach and the guys that you'll be playing with? Any of the Eaton guys that that will be again on the team, like Walker or Ryder True, any of those guys that you keep in contact with?
Yeah, I actually came home before I went up to Canada and talked to Walker and all those guys, and I'd stay in touch with Tate a lot too.
Good.
And Ryder and
all these guys.
Ryan.
Going to D1 schools. I mean, it's crazy out there. Tate's going to be going to OK State, where Ryan Uhr is playing. Walker's going to be going to Arkansas, of course. You and I heard again, who did I hear is going to UMary? Your coach came down and got somebody else from in this area.
From Eaton, or
I don't know. I think it was a different school. Actually,
Hunter Bichette's going.
Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah. There's God. I hate being old and I can't remember it, but talk to me about Canada. Okay, so what happened for you? You go to your first year at UMary. There's some kind of an issue that's not going to be an issue. It is an issue at the end. You guys just decide way better if you just redshirt.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to take a redshirt year your first year. You're up there with Bryce Leafgren. Bryce is your roommate, right?
Yep.
Bryce, a year ahead of you at Eaton. Zach Cook's up there too as well. Did anybody play, or did everybody redshirt?
Bryce and Zach did, unfortunately, redshirt as well.
They did. They redshirted as well. And Zach, too?
Yep.
Okay. So now all of you are coming back this year. Is everybody in, or has anybody else gotten to the point where they said, I'm going to go try a different school?
No, everybody's in.
We're all in
for it. Yeah, we're going to have a good team this year.
So. Fantastic. So you don't play your red shirt. You get to practice, though, right?
Yep.
Every single – just like you're on the team, you just can't
just
play
like
in the
game. On the team, just can't travel. I go to home games, sit there in home games.
So give me that. Just playing with your guys at UMary, when you go from Eaton to UMary, how much better baseball is that? I mean, how much tougher is it? How far behind the eight ball are you?
I wouldn't say I was behind a whole lot. I mean, it's hard to get – especially with all those older guys they had there.
Sure.
Like that.
Just to get your time.
Competition.
Yeah.
You know, they're all older. They've been there a few years. They know what it's like, but great guys. They helped me out. They told us what it's going to be like and stuff like that. But
did you get to swing the bat once?
I didn't.
No, I was going to say.
Batting practice.
All those wooden sticks, man, just get rid of them.
Yeah.
They're not in your life anymore. That's the way it goes. So you get to the end of the year. When did you get an idea, and who did it come from? Probably one of your coaches. Hey, there's this great league in Canada, in Alberta, that you can get into and you can get some playing done.
Actually, our general assistant coach there coached for them, the Sylvan Lake Gulls, up there last year. And so once I figured out that I was going to redshirt, my plan was to come back here,
sure,
play in a league in Colorado. And they said, we need you to go to we got a league for you that we want to put you in, a little better baseball.
Fantastic.
Here and stuff like that. We need you ready for next year. So we're going to send you up there, and they had some connections and whatnot. So.
How much have you? How much did you get to? That's you're done now, right?
I'm done.
Yeah. How much did you get to pitch up there?
I got a pretty decent amount.
Is that right?
Yeah, probably like 20, 25 innings.
Oh, good. And how was your progression? Were you happy with what you did? How rusty were you when you got to the hill the first time? You know, all that stuff.
Believe it or not, the first couple outings I had were really good.
The greatest story is your dad trying to get your game on the first night.
Yeah.
Your first collegiate pitch is and he's been on the website before. He's gotten to see the games and everything. And, of course, the way the world works is the one time you're going to the hill, and I guess you came in relief.
Yes.
And which wasn't expected. Maybe you expected you were going to start the next game or whatever that looked like. And suddenly he's scrambling, trying to get you, and it just keeps buffering. He can't get to see you pitch. Talk about frustrated, man.
Right, he was. But it was I actually came out against Lethbridge, and it was the last inning. And we had a guy struggling, so I came out. And even if he did finally figure it out, I wouldn't have been on there too long. I threw three pitches.
Is that right? Your debut was three, and you're off the hill.
I was done.
That's knocking it. They didn't hit a home run, right? You got out of it?
Got out of it.
That a baby. See, that's what you do. Would you entertain the thought of being a relief pitcher, or are you, I want to start games 100%?
I would love to start. You know, that's kind of what I've been doing
sure.
for 4 years and stuff like that.
You were pretty good in high school, if I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah. Championship, and no doubt and certainly up there for 3A Player of the Year with the Eaton Reds. All right, don't forget tomorrow, 13 days, 13 teams, Eaton Reds football day. So we'll hit that. Daniel Allman's going to be back in with us. Talk to me about just what was it like in Alberta? What is it, culture shock up there? I mean, you were already in, you had a winter in North Dakota, so that's bitter cold, right?
Yeah.
Alberta, when you went there this summer, what was it? Was it just blazingly hot? What was it like up there?
It was humid.
It was.
More than it was hot, but it probably didn't get above like 89.
Difference between Canada and U.S. cities? Anything that you go, oh, this is different? Or would you not know?
Pretty similar, yeah. You'd have to live there a while to kind of figure out some different stuff. But no, I think it was pretty similar up there.
All right, so who's coming, who that we would know is going to come back to you? And did anybody else that you know play in that Canadian league?
I did. I had a few guys from UMary.
Is that right?
My shortstop, who is actually from Colorado, went up there with me, and then another guy from outfielder. Two guys actually from Canada.
Fantastic.
Played in that league, too. So I had some few guys that I knew up there, which was nice.
Very, very cool. All right, let's do this. We'll come back in a moment, continue with Logan. Can you stick around for another 10?
Of course.
Okay. 10 minutes left in the program. When we come back, we do have to single in our best bets. Bruce is out today, but he did phone in his best bet for today. He's got a little two-team parlay. So do I. And we'll see. We were great last week. We both made you money, folks. So we'll try to do that last segment here. And we'll come back. Talk more with Logan Mosier from University of Mary. A baseball player up there and a former Eaton Red stud. So we'll come back, talk to Logan in a moment. Continue here from the Allo Communications Studios. It's Clark and the Coach, Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program. Thank you to Bank of Colorado, folks. There's only one. And for all they do, go to bankofcolorado.com. They've got the new live ATM that they've got there. Things you can do at a big bank now are crazy with your phone and with everything we've got. So check them out, bankofcolorado.com. There's only one member, FDIC it is, Bank of Colorado. All right, back with Logan Mosier continuing here. We're talking off the air about UNC hitting a pretty nice coup, getting Mike Anderson to come over and coach for them. And Logan, you know it. I mean, you lived here. That's a baseball program that just, there's really one way to go, and it's up as far as at least not how good they are, but getting fans to come out, getting recognized. Mike Anderson's going to change things over there, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if there's anyone who's going to do it, it's definitely going to be that guy.
Yeah, and that, he's helped you out a bunch, right?
Yes, all 4 years, actually.
So what, and is he a hitting guy? Is he a pitching guy? Is he everything? Or is he just a placement guy to put you in the right spot for the right resources?
He's a placement guy for sure, working with PBR and stuff like that. Loves to help kids kind of get seen by different colleges. But I'd say he's a hitting guy, but he's helped me a lot with pitching, especially this senior year and that junior year. He helped me a lot.
So. Absolutely. So up at college now, when you're not playing baseball, first of all, tell me that. This is playing baseball at the college level is a job. It's not like high school where it's high school. You still have to commit, you know, but mm-hmm. but college, it's a way different thing. I mean, it's almost your job, right? I mean, you have to be a student mm-hmm. and get that done. But almost everything you do every day is based around your baseball career up there, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like sometimes it feels more like a job than uh-huh. it is actually playing baseball. But, you know, you don't have much off time when you're playing a sport.
And so I was going to talk to you about that off time. Is there anything else, any other sport you go play? Can you get out and go play golf?
Golf.
Is that right?
Golf,
what are the golf courses like in Bismarck? I mean,
when there's not snow,
yes,
it's pretty nice.
Is that right?
Yeah, they got a nice.
Who else golfs with you? What friends?
A couple pitchers. I like
is that
golf.
Right?
Zach Cook. Bryce is really good at golf.
Is a good golfer.
Yeah.
Didn't he? And I could be way wrong here. I could be just old. But did he not golf a little bit at Eden?
He did.
I thought so.
Yeah. Yeah. He almost went to college to play golf.
Is that right, boy? That's so nice to have that. Nice to have that choice. Your golf game's not enough to put you in college playing golf.
I don't think so.
Can you beat your dad? That's where. So you can kill me then, because your dad, me and your dad played in a on a scramble and. We use 98% of his shots.
Yeah.
I can putt.
Good.
That's all I can do.
That saves some scores there.
Yeah, I get to relax all the way. When we play in a scramble, I get to relax and, you know, have a cocktail all the way up to the green. And then I jump out and do my stuff. Hit 220-footers last time we played.
Really?
So I don't think I ever want to go again. Figure I can't improve off that, but that's pretty much fun. All right, so when do you jump out? When do you go back to Bismarck?
I'll leave September 4th.
All right. Now, you're plugging along, you're doing your stuff up there, you're pitching. So what do you expect for playing time this year? Have you even thought about that, or do you know what it looks like, where you'll fit in?
Yeah, I mean, with what we've been doing last year and how I think things look up, I think I'll have a pretty big role. I just kind of want to go in there and help them out as much as I can, you know, and whatever role they give me, I'm totally cool with it.
So how good is this team? Where do they fit in the league?
Last year we were ranked pretty high, but this year I think we'll be a little bit higher, especially with all these kids from Colorado coming in.
Yeah, no doubt.
We're losing a couple older, really, really, you know, crucial parts of the team, but I think we'll be all right.
Fantastic. Yeah, no question about it. Did you know Taylor Aguilar, the kid that played at Northridge that went to GCU?
I did. I played with him a couple times. Yeah, he got drafted by the Yankees.
Another pro baseball player up there getting his stuff done with the Yanks. So we've just had so many. This is, and you've got to admit, coming out of this area, Northern Colorado, a great place for baseball players. I mean, we had a lot of hidden gems up here, I think, you being one of them. But I just think that we're with so many great guys and guys like Mike Anderson to teach you along the way. Jared Stauffer, another hitting coach that I knew out here that was terrific. There's a lot of great baseball players, and I think the college is starting to figure that out a little bit.
Yeah, and go back to it, Mike Anderson is the one that kind of...
Right. Right.
Put us all out there, actually, and we were really under the radar there for a while and stuff like that. But, you know, he kind of changed it around and gave coaches a different look at Colorado kids.
So. Can you out-golf Bryce and Zach and Carson and those guys?
Zach, yes. Carson, no.
Carson was a state golfer, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, boy, that gets pretty good. You're pretty good when you can do that. Yeah, there's no doubt. Logan, I got to run through best bets here. I want to thank you for jumping on the show with us. You can hang out for the next 4 minutes, and we'll take it into the show. But thank you, man, for jumping on down here, and good luck going back. We're going to stay connected to with you up there. So if we ever get to the point where we're bugging you, you got to tell me, hey, stop calling me. And, but we want to get with you guys. You guys are a great Northern Colorado connection at the next level. We want to get you on. So thanks for coming down today.
Of course. Thank you.
Logan Mosier. You knew him from Eaton High School, of course, now up at UMary, and had a run this summer with the Sylvan Gulls up in Alberta, Canada. So really cool stuff. All right. Best bets today. Bruce phoned his in. He's going to go as we start the week out here. He is going to go Cubs and Washington today over the 8. And I don't have any information on that. Cubs, Washington, though, over 8. That's the first part of his parlay, two-team parlay here. And he's going Mets money line. That two-teamer is going to get you plus 154. So 100 in, 154 is the profit if he hits it. Cubs and Washington over 8. And the Mets just to win the ball game today. I am going to go a little bit different here. I am going to go Arizona. I've been laying on Zach Gallen all year. has had a pretty good year. I think he was better at the start of the year, but I think he's starting to bounce back and throw well. I've got Arizona at home tonight as one of my two teams, Zach Allen there. I'm also going to take the Padres at home with Blake Snell, who's really starting to pitch right now. So I'll go there. Two-team parlay gets back $113. So $113 is the profit on it. That's where Bruce and I go for our best bets today. We'll see how they do tomorrow. You're a I know I told you that we're done with you, but we're not. You're a Yankees guy.
Big Yankees guy.
So what is it? Was it last year you got to go? And how many times have you been to Yankee Stadium? Just once? Or
I think four times.
Four times already.
Yeah, I think we're going to go up again this season if they make a playoff run, maybe even a World Series.
Boy, wouldn't that be something, too?
That'd be cool. We're going to Padres here next
You are?
Week,
you're going out to Petco?
Yep.
And so I'm a San Diego guy.
Yeah.
But they were at, when I, you know, 4 million years ago when I was there, they were at Qualcomm. It was Jack Murphy, then it was Qualcomm. And so Petco, I've never been to.
Yeah,
one of the few parks out here I've not been to.
I haven't been to a game yet. So
yeah, I hear it's just outstanding. Yeah. So Petco, that should be a ton of fun in San Diego. And then going back to New York, that would be awesome. Do you have who's your favorite Yankee?
Garrett Cole.
Is that right?
Yeah.
He's one of my least favorite guys in the whole league.
My favorite pitcher.
Is that
actually,
right? So. What do you like? I just find him to be kind of a, at least media-wise, and I always put myself in that spot, he's kind of cranky sometimes to the reporters and stuff.
Horrible media guy, but
yeah,
he's kind
but
of
boy,
a dog
can he
on the
pitch
mound,
or man. What?
Yeah, he can pitch.
My God, and my favorite, of course, he went to Fresno State, Aaron Judge.
Yep.
So I'm gonna lay on him a little bit, but Yankees, do they win at all?
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you see the? We have 30 seconds left. Did you see any of the All Star game?
Yes, a little bit.
The on field mic with Nestor Cortez and
the catcher
and who's the catcher?
I can't remember.
Yeah, Trevino.
Yep.
Yeah, Trevino and Cortez, and then Judge and Stanton in the outfield.
It's crazy.
It was fabulous. It was my favorite part about the whole thing. Yeah. Great, great stuff. Logan, thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Appreciate you. Logan Mosier, as we told you. All right, 13 days, 13 teams tonight, 5 o'clock, Resurrection Christian High School. Bob Mock and the Cougars will get them going. And then tomorrow is Eaton Reds Day. Daniel Allman will be back on the show with us, and we'll talk Eaton football tomorrow here. But it's Reds Day for now. Whole show's coming up next. You get 3 hours of the best sports talk in Northern Colorado right up next year on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.